You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Fellas, if you're talking to a chick, and she keep going back and forth to Dubai, and she got
city in the Middle East.
Yes,
beautiful
city. Yes, if she going by herself, and she got all this money and these fly cars and bags and all that stuff.
Yeah,
leave her immediately.
Leave her.
Wow. Yes. What? She can't be a world traveler? Are you hating?
Nah, she going back and forth to Dubai. Listen,
all right.
If she going back and forth, you have to leave her. This is why. So it's a rapper by the name of Janaski. I never heard of her. Didn't want to listen to her music. Maybe I'll check it out.
Who, what?
Yeah, Janaski. So
that is a
J-E-N-N-A-S-K-E. Check her music out on your own time.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that it's pronounced Janaski?
Nah.
Janaski?
Yeah, no. Nah, I made sure. And shout out to Nessa from Hot 97. She was on with her.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And did a little interview. And she gave Nessa the rundown on these girls going to Dubai.
Okay.
Girl, do you want me to tell you them Dubai stories? What? So I had like a stripper friend. She would always go to Dubai. And when she come back to, I always love her going to Dubai, because when she come back from Dubai, she buying me hair. She getting my nails done. We going out to eat. I never knew girl to get his pissed on in Dubai. Right? So I'm like, I said, let me come to Dubai with you. She was like, I got to be honest with you. She was like, I get on and picked on for like 20, 30K by different men. And different men do it like at one time.
No.
And
no.
Then she would say it would be like a row of them and it would be all of them doing it. It was like, she explained it to me, and that's why she would be on private jets.
All right. So I'm just going to ask the question as delicately as I can. Those bleeps, that ain't what I think it is it?
So
you talking about bathroom stuff?
Yes. Yeah. So that, she go over there to be a restroom. Right.
And other things.
Probably other things, but
thing.
Yeah, who gives a damn if you over there being a restroom?
Okay, so you know, as I process this, and I hear you on this. If your girl goes back and forth to Dubai,
And by the way, I've been hearing these stories for years.
What circles are you running in?
No, that's just some of the stories,
no,
man.
Some of
these women that's living these these type of lives.
Yeah,
they go over there to make a whole bunch of money, and you don't know why. And then it's stuff like this.
Okay, so if you get these kinds of signs, you know, sure. If your girl goes over to Dubai and she's a hooker. That's different, because that's what's going on.
But see, I said, if she going back and forth to Dubai, and she rolling real nice.
Well, that would be a sign.
I think that's a red flag.
That is,
I feel like my T's stand right.
So what was that? Mike Rowe, who did the dirty jobs? Like, hey, get him on the case, because that is definitely a dirty job.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people? Not the
I've
people
always
that have
wondered that.
Who are these people that are like?
You know what I want to do?
I've got this particular proclivity.
Yeah.
And not only do I want to do this
particular who?
Proclivity. not only do I want to do this, I got to export or import it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they are spending a lot of money in order to make this happen, which I guess, to be fair, if you want some weird, I imagine that it's going to cost you. But, like, they got to export it. Or they got to import it in order for that? There's no one already in Dubai that'll do that. Like, I'm sorry. The curiosity is beating me out here where I have to. I'm asking all the questions that I definitely don't want answers to.
Yeah, I was going to say, you saying it ain't nobody in Dubai. Maybe it's people there that wouldn't do that for any amount of money.
Well,
which is kind of normal in my book.
I want to go back to Reggie's first point. the whole concept to me is beyond bizarre. You know, whether
that's just not your get down. But it's not the thing that gets you to that place.
Who are the people whose get down that is? That's what gets me. Whether it's number one or number two.
Well, I don't think they out in the open.
Well, here's the thing, and that's the problem.
I don't think they bragging about it.
I was gonna be like, I mean, we could say things, but also you might know some folks that just would never admit it to you.
They walk among us.
It is possible that they walk among us, and I don't know how I feel about that. Like, and
I don't either.
Genuinely, yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing the I don't know in a way of I'm trying to be nice and not say. I genuinely don't know how I feel about that.
I know how I feel.
You can like what you like, but also
it's weird.
Yeah.
It was one situation where Young Miami, a rapper, the City Girls, mm-hmm. she was doing her podcast or show, and she did admit that she liked, I guess, I don't want to say it, but she liked number one.
Yeah.
People like what people like. And
so that I thought that was bizarre.
It is.
Here's the thing also.
You thought that because it is.
Yeah.
I've never gotten that.
Like, I think it's way more normal than what you guys think.
Consenting adults are entitled to their own things and their own spaces. I think the really weird part is just, I would like to not know about it.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
Yes.
Like, I would...
and then all of a sudden you start talking about it to your friends. What?
So as much as some people like will use the phrase like, you know, keep your stuff in the bedroom or whatever, mm-hmm. As a response to other things, I think this is where it's very much appropriate. Like, again, like what you like, I'm trying to be the least judgmental possible mm-hmm. version of myself as possible. I would personally just not like to know.
Yes.
I'm doing the bad thing of thinking of the visual. Like, does she wear a mask?
Ooh, yeah, that feels like that would be.
Yeah, I'm wondering, do the guys, are they taking any, like, diarrhea type?
All right, see, you went too far.
Like,
You went way too far.
All right,
way too far.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'll move on from that. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy Fig holding it down on the mixtape. Man, I got a beef with Slim Thug.
Well, be careful.
Houston's on.
Yeah. So Slim Thug was catching some heat on the internet. I want to say it was something about Megan Thee Stallion. So. Mm-hmm. Little backstory, Megan Thee Stallion, she is talking to Klay Thompson, formerly known as one of the Splash Brothers. He's in Dallas right now. And she get to him a $300,000 watch. I want to say it was called an AP watch. I don't know anything about
I'm familiar with AP. I don't remember how to pronounce the name, but it is a very, very expensive timepiece. You don't call them watches at that point. They timepiece.
Yeah. So she paid $300,000 for this.
Audemars Piguet watch.
Okay, yeah, just call it AP. That new AP.
I'm too poor to be saying that whole name.
Yeah. So this is what Slim Thug, he actually had a reaction to Megan Thee Stallion gifting him this.
That's expensive. Did you see the watch? She bought that $300,000. Man, what kind of gift you got to buy back if she give you a $300,000 watch? I can't have no woman little boy in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm representing boss energy. I cannot have a woman buying me a $300,000 watch expecting me to buy her, that magnitude right back. Hey, baby, I know where I'm supposed to be, and that ain't it. I'm King Joffy Jopy, man. That's the only thing I'm going to accept. Nobody doing that. of that statue. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm looking for. You feel me? I know what I need. I'm acts of service is my love language.
So I got a beef with this, man.
Go ahead.
I do not like how he's making this a big deal about his brother getting a really, really nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta make this normal for us.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing wrong with the fellas getting an expensive gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I always hated that notion, man. It's always the notion that the guys gotta buy all the expensive stuff, but we get acts of service, or we get them as the gift and all this other stuff. It's nothing wrong with getting an expensive gift from your lady,
hey,
man.
Lopez. Huh? You want to have a real quick sidebar?
Yeah, man. What is it?
Is Figgy venting about his wife in a roundabout way
now? Oh, maybe. She got you something expensive?
No.
Where he's wanting something expensive?
she look out for me.
Yeah.
But it's always the stereotype of, a woman can't get you that. Nah, he just mentioned little boying.
Yeah.
He ain't about the little boy me.
Come on, man.
We got to make this normal.
I'm actually with you. Who's to say that she wants something in return or expects something
Yeah, or isn't that a competition?
Maybe she just loves her some Klay Thompson and said, I want to get you this. And that's that.
Yeah.
I thought, frankly, we were past this.
Yeah.
You know?
We can't be out here. This ain't a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So since she got him a $300,000 watch,
he can get her one. Write her a nice poem.
You know what's funny? Write her a nice poem.
And by the way,
Jan is a saint.
Yeah.
But by the way,
a new truck. I wrote her a poem.
By the way, he's getting a lot of heat from this.
He should.
Yeah. And it's not even that part ain't even my beef. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, damn, the fellas deserve some nice stuff too.
Yeah,
and I agree with that. Like, I think that this can kind of harken back to like the outdated notion of, oh man, women can't out earn you or whatever. And I think that's all.
We're past that too.
I think we're past that in the way that you're talking about. But I didn't think that I would have this thought process on a story like this, which is, I don't entirely hear what he's saying, but I kind of hear it to this point. I feel like I've heard kind of like guy relationships at this point boil down to like gift giving. We passing the same $20 back and forth. Like in human relationships, we are kind of inherently thinking about like the ledger of, all right, how expensive of a gift do I have to give you when you give me a gift? Not even necessarily that it is required, but just as a level of reciprocity and showing you that I also. So I do kind of understand the thought of that, but I don't like the ways in which he is.
No,
you
should not. I disagree. Just real quick, Figgy. I think that's like an office thing or a neighbor's thing. Like, hey, my neighbor, you know, clearly they spent like $80 on this, so we can't spend $20. You know, but if it's your guy or your girl, who cares?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. If he wanted that watch and she wanted something clearly cheaper,
yeah,
like it's not wrong. He ain't got to, you know, beat the price that she got him.
Yeah,
I agree. That's a bad sign, man. That's a bad sign.
Yeah,
someone says they've been dating for less than a year. Trust me, she gonna expect something similar in return. And here's the beautiful part about all this. He got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He got it.
Yeah, he might be cool. It might motivate him a little bit. You're like, all right, I'm gonna rent out the whole. What's the name of the where they play Dallas? What's the name of that?
The American Airlines Center.
Yeah, he might say, "Hey, I'm gonna rent this whole thing out and make it all about you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do all." He might try to outdo it.
You know what's honestly happening here?
What?
And I say this with as much respect as I can muster for an OG in the city, Slim Thug hating. Like that's all this boiled down to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know what? To be fair, I am too, because I also very much appreciate Megan Thee Stallion. And her body of work and her body. And so, like, with that being the case, I get it. You hating. But we could just say that.
Yeah.
I think we could be honest.
Yeah. And I think he also, I couldn't play it all in this clip, but he did say he had no issues with all the women. He had to make it clear.
He's got some issues. he's got some issues.
Yeah, $300,000 watch. The AP watch. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I want to give a special shout out to Glorilla. Speaking of female rappers and speaking of Slim Thug, who actually owns a Checkers out here somewhere.
Wait, we got Checkers out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a big fan, but that's cool for him.
I'm actually a huge fan. I love some rallies. We had we used to call them rallies in Cleveland.
That Midwest he couldn't wash out.
Yeah,
I can't get down with Checkers yet. Salute to Glorilla. So, for those who don't know, before she made it big as a rapper, she used to work at Checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, she actually have her own meal at Checkers right now. And here is the little commercial for it.
Checkers and Rally's $4 unbeatable meal deal is getting glowed up.
Glorilla. Yeah, I rocked the drive through back in the day. Let's glow. Guess I still do.
Get Glow's barbecue jacked burger with fries, drink, and dessert. Just $4.
Watch me cook.
Build your meal deal with our quarter pound crushing cheese double, spicy chicken, or Glow's new barbecue jacked burger. Only at Checkers and Rally's.
This is different.
What was that last part?
This is different. I love the way the Glow talks. That is so aggressively Memphis.
This is different.
Can I be honest, though? You know what the part is that jumped out to me? It wasn't the accent. It wasn't the meal itself. What kind of meat is in there for $4?
Well,
in the year of our Lord 2025.
Hey, you asking that at a fast food spot?
No.
Did I mention I'm not a big fan of Checkers?
Hey, fast food spots will run you $15. Yeah. As a grown man, if you want to get full, you spend $15 to $20.
Yeah.
$4?
$4.
Bro?
$4.
Wait, what do it come? Is it a whole meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Checkers and Rally's $4 unbeatable meal deal is getting glowed.
Okay. I guess it's a full meal.
Yeah. Not a big fan.
Maybe it's a small meal.
Maybe that's
the
reason why. Maybe you answered the question for me. I do love this, though. That's got to be, I bet you that's one of her prouder things. I used to work at Checkers, man.
Yeah.
Or Rally's.
So I wanted to ask y'all, at a place y'all used to work, what is something that could be named after y'all to kind of put out on display? So the first thing I thought about, I used to work at KFC.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think. I would probably bring back them honey barbecue wings.
Yeah.
And maybe
the
call
figgy
them
wings?
Yeah, maybe call them the figgy wings. Starbucks, the other place I used to work, Starbucks. Probably make some type of figgy drink, refresher drink or something like that.
I got mine. Mine was like that. I used to work at a drive-thru, kind of like a Sonic. It was a small, it had like two stores. When I was growing up, it was called the Black Cow. And a Black Cow is a root beer float. But they also had the Purple Cow, which was grape soda with vanilla ice cream. Dude, I must have had 1,000 of those. Like, give me the Purple Cow, the John Lopez Purple Cow, 100%. Now I'm
the OG Purple Cow.
OG Purple Cow. Now
sounds good.
Now I'm craving one.
I'll try that for sure.
Yeah.
I used to work at a taco shop in college, and one of the things I did is I always made sure to make a shrimp quesadilla. And I'll added all the additional fixings and stuff. So it'd probably be like a shrimp quesadilla of some sorts that really was really good.
I'm going to go home and buy a grape soda and vanilla ice cream.
Don't make it yourself. Is that place still open?
I think it is. It's really been there forever. There's been like two of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have all kinds of hamburgers and stuff, but their signature is the floats.
Okay.
Which floats, we need more places that sell floats. Floats are delicious. With the vanilla ice or whatever ice cream.
I'm not a float guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I'm not a float guy. I don't like root beer.
Yeah. Try the grape. Dude, with vanilla ice cream.
Know. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That's another thing we can add to the list of things we want to do.
That we will never, we'll never actually get around to. There you go. That's Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, might shout you out. All right, coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. But let's wrap up yet another day of practice at training camp next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.